conversation with Stephen Bishop, Rick Dane, and yours truly, Mike Hayes. It's got to be Atlantis. So proud to be on the station with Stephen Bishop and Rick Dane. Here's a classic from 10, see? Oh, yeah. What about the limit on my moped, 10cc?
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the Free Radio Show from Atlantis 936. I'm Stephen Bishop and it's nice having your company. We have got an absolutely packed programme this morning, I can tell you. And I must say thanks to all the letters we've had in supporting the radio station after our DTI raid last Monday afternoon. And now we'll be giving you the full details of what happened in that raid. Also reading out all your letters that you've written to me about that. We also have extracts from Radio Jackie Noor from Christmas 1979. And a few other bits and pieces as well. I think what we're going to start off with is get you on the way with a bit of a flashback in time on Free Radio. And this one from Radio Jackie North goes back to December 1977, not 79 as I said. And it's a really old tape I've got here actually, so let's hope the quality is rather good. Oh, it could be actually 79, I'm not sure. Not the writing on the actual, no, it's 77. Right, so here we go. Back in time, 1977, Radio Jackie North. And there's some memories for you people who remember that, especially for Kevin in Eastern.
It's cold. Can't see what it's called, so I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, the song was called...
This is the wrong side, actually. I want to put the other side on, so we'll just flip this one over and have this a bit here. So here we go.
Today, you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow it rains, so I'll follow the sun.
Chicago before and Big Surprise. Maybe What a Big Surprise. That one would have suited all that lot, wouldn't it? Yes, I'm sure it would. I'm sure the scene will nodding their heads out there. Anyway, the Beatles on Jackie North, and that's two in a row. Well, the last one you heard there, which is called I'll Follow the Sun, and No Reply. All right, see how? Oh dear me, everything seems to be going wrong. Well, not everything. Just hang on a minute. Forgot to put my little little cover on the turntable there to stop it slipping. You know, it always slips that one of your regular listeners, Jackie Noah. Right, we're going to play a little bit of the theme tune just to take us into the second hour. That's just in case you don't know what you're listening to. You're listening to Radio Jackie Noah, broadcasting on 217 in the medium wave. That's 1394 kilocycles. Frequency of 1394 kilocycles, 217 meters in the medium wave. This is Rick Dane. Wedding dress, ready to drop us a line. It's Radio Jackie North. Box 217, 100 Whitechapel, Liverpool 1, England. And if you'd like a car sticker, or a couple of car stickers, well, when you write to us, don't forget to send us a stamped addressed envelope, okay? We'll send you a couple of car stickers so you can stick them on your car and tell everybody to listen to Radio Jackie North. Don't forget, if you're not receiving us very good, try facing your radio a different way around and try switching off the television or moving your radio away from the next door neighbour's wall because they could have the television on, okay? That's a couple of tips there on how to receive us better. Anyway, we're going to the second hour in a few full moments' time. So I'll see you on the other side of the hour.
Never come true. Going places where you've never been.
a brief flashback there to 1977 and Radio Jackie North. That bit requested by Kevin from Eastern. Maybe a letter on the show a bit later on. Kevin, read that bit out from your letter about what you said later on, okay? And some rather nice comments made in your letter also. A letter now from 3 Ashdale Road, Fenton, Stoke-on-Trent. It says, the answer to last week's competition regarding laser is it was originally going to be called 729 kilohertz, and the station was to be known as Laser 730. Well, that was a competition I ran last week, but unfortunately, the tape prize was confiscated by the Department of Trade and Industry, so we can't actually give you that this week, but I will be sending something out to all the people that did actually enter the competition. It says, Radio Atlantis 936 reception in Stoke is quite good, and it's as good as Radio Monique, he says, but he's listening on Grundig Yacht Boy 210, and he's using various bits and pieces as well. It's nice to hear Rick Dane back on the radio, and he's listening to Radio Jackie North. He says, there's that extract for you also. He says, I wish you continued success with the station and hope that you can continue in peace and give pleasure to a lot of listeners, which I'm sure you do with your excellent signal you are putting out. Well, thank you very much. And he's a weekly report reader as well. That's Edward Emney. I hope I've pronounced that word right. I think right, okay. Well, thank you, Edward. That's Edward in Stoke. Thanks for your letter. And I will endeavour to write back to you very soon indeed, okay? Right. Let's just get another one of these free radio letters out of the way. Let's see what's in this one here. And then I've got some information for you about Radio SCR, if you're a fan of that. So stay tuned. I'm just rooting through. There's a letter here, a short, brief one, which goes on to say, it says, Dear Stee, hi there, sorry about the raid last Monday. Hope I did not get that good record, the one about Radio Caroline. Well, we do actually have Goodbye Caroline, that's the one you mean, but they did actually confiscate Radio Caroline, or Caroline by the Fortunes, actually they did. It says, please play a record for me on the show, and I'll try that later on this afternoon. It says, I wrote to Pirate Radio and already listened to Radio Julie and Radio Mersey Waves. This is the first time he's written to Pirate Radio, he says. He says, do you have any stickers? Well, we don't actually have stickers at the moment, and his name's Vinny. It's Vinny from Kirkdale. Right, and we will have some stickers very soon, Vinny, very soon indeed. And he says, PSA, any chance of playing The Doors, Riders on the Storm, or Don McLean, or even some Lynyrd Skynyrd? We'll be tuning in a little bit later on this afternoon, Vinny. That's my show proceeds, follows this one. I shall find a record to play for you. And thanks for your letter and your support about the raid that happened a few days ago, okay? Right, talking to Martin C. a few days ago from Radio SCR, and he assures me that the station is coming back in a few weeks' time. So hello to Martin C. and Brian C. and all these jockeys on Stoughton Community Radio. And here's a memory from that radio station. Should be...
Thank you.
That's a memory of you about Staunton Community Radio, which is coming back in a couple of weeks' time. Martin C. assured me a few days ago as a station engineer and boss, or whatever he is bringing Staunton Community Radio back very soon, I think on 292, so listen out for that one. I'm going to go into some details about our raid in a short time, and I've got lots of letters here. I'll tell you, I'll give you some details of what actually happened on Monday in a few moments' time, but I have a letter here which is a very good letter indeed, and I was quite encouraged to read this. It's from Priory Lane in Preston, Lancashire, and it comes from a chap called Peter Robinson. And he goes on to say, he says, "Dear Radio Atlantis 936, first of all, could I express my support for Radio Atlantis, which was raided viciously by the Department of Trade and Industry?" He says, "There was no need to kick down the door, and also the action the DTI took in stealing the record collection of the staff of the station was a criminal offence. And he says, punishable by a fine or imprisonment." Well, are we sure we do back that, what you say there. And he goes, "I support Radio Atlantis, and he feels very strongly about the criminals, the DTI officials, who stole our equipment on Monday." He goes to say some very nice things about the station, how he likes the Andy Davis format on his radio show, and how he actually likes Radio Atlantis and thinks we're providing an excellent service. And we thank you very much for that letter, Peter Robinson. That's Peter Robinson of Preston, Lancashire, Priory Lane, and a letter is in the post. I didn't send you a registered letter, if you're listening, Peter, so I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, I shall get back to you with a suitable letter very soon indeed. Anyway. But that letter there, obviously about the raid, which happened on Monday the 13th of July, when I was presenting the last hour of the day's transmissions at 4 p.m, when a loud banging sound was heard at the studio door, and the voices were shouting, "Mr. Bishop, are you in there, Mr. Bishop?" And the TX was still on at the time, and I decided, after various shouting through the letterbox of the studio, to switch off the transmitter, and I began to dismantle the Atlantis studio equipment. Further banging continued at the studio door, and I was able to view DTI officials running into the transmitter site. And the next thing to happen was the DTI began to shout, "Open up, a warrant is on the way." And at this stage, I conducted a conversation through the studio letterbox with DTI officials, who said if I did not open the door, they would smash it in. I asked to see a warrant. They said it was on the way, so I refused to let the DTI officials into the premises without seeing a search warrant first. I went into the transmitter room and removed the power supply from the transmitter, and the next thing that happened was the door was booted off its hinges, and 8 DTI officials and 2 police gained entry to the Atlanta studios and transmitter site. They immediately went over to the transmitter, pulling out the crystal and looking puzzled to where the power supply was. And a DTI official asked me if I was Stephen Bishop, and I guess I stupidly said yes, which I think I shouldn't have really. But they also asked if I installed the equipment. I made no comment about this. They made comments and asked who was the station engineer, and again I said no comment. A DTI official asked, "Where is Rick Dane?" I said, "Who? I've never heard of him." The DTI official found this very amusing. The head official told me I was being charged under the Wireless Telegraphy Act 1949, with amendments made in 1984. They confiscated 1 Garrard record deck, 1 cassette tape machine, 1 microphone and stand, 25 music cassettes, and 227 records, not belonging to the radio station, but to the people actually living in the flat concerned. They also took a 100-watt medium-wave transmitter and crystal, and also power supply. Radio Atlantis did appear back on the air with you on Tuesday, though, at 11 in the morning, with a new transmitter and a very basic studio, which is what we're using at the moment, but it is getting better. Last night we were working on new equipment, so we have installed some better equipment today, so things should sound a little bit clearer. But we continued till 4 p.m. on Tuesday, when we decided to close down the transmission for that day. The DTI, however, were seen on that day at the location of Radio Atlantis. They were actually spotted by one of our lookouts, and we have since moved yet again our transmitter site. At the moment we are in a different location as we were in on Tuesday. So information passed to me in the last few hours or so is that on Friday at 1:15, the Department of Trade and Industry also rated Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1242 kilohertz, and they seized their studio equipment and medium wave transmitter. I have no details as to who is to be charged with that. But that is the reason why Radio Mersey Waves is off the air at the moment. They were raided on Friday morning at the time of afternoon, 1:15. So the DCI very happy this week, I'm sure, with the bust that they have done. And they have succeeded in getting off two of the biggest free radio operations in the northwest of England. But I think we can safely say and firmly say that these radio stations will not be put off in any way by this action by the Department of Trade and Industry. And I'm sure Radio Mersey Waves will return very soon, just like other radio stations as well. And Atlantis, of course, is back on the air with you. We actually never had any days off whatsoever, and we will continue that way. I can tell you, no matter how many raids we get, we will continue until things are changed. Atlantis will not be got off the air by any action for the Department of Trade and Industry, and we will continue. I can firmly say that. And we've had lots of letters this week firmly supporting the radio station for returning to the airwaves, and some very touching letters indeed. I shall read some of them out in the next half an hour or so. I really will. Right now I've got another memory for you. This one from Radio North Sea International. Just a few bits from them. I'll get myself together. A little bit unorganised here this morning, but I'm sure you can understand the reasons why. We won't actually be back on our toes till next Friday morning, when I'm sure we'll be back to normal. Right. A few memories from Radio North Sea International, and back with a letter or two.
You're tuned to Radio North Sea International, broadcasting in medium wave at 220 metres, 1,367 kilohertz. In short waves, 31 metre and 49 metre bands at 9,935 kilohertz and 6,205 kilohertz. And finally, an FM 100 megahertz, channel 44. Summertime R&I is now closing down for the night. We hope that you've enjoyed our programs today and that you'll tune in again sometime tomorrow. We recommence transmissions at 6 hours Central European time with Peter Holland. The English program begins at 16 hours with Mike Ross. Now from the management and staff, the captain and his crew, and disc jockeys Peter Holland, Jan van Veen, Joost de Dreyer, Ferry Mart, Mike Ross, Alan West, Crispin St. John, Mark Stewart, Stevie Merrick, and Dave Rogers, we wish you a very good night.
Well, a memory there from Radio North Sea International. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, I certainly did enjoy listening to that right there. Right, I'm going to have a record in a few moments' time. I've got a letter here which is from a chap in Morton on the Wirral, and a chap called Dave Richards, and I shall read a part of your nice letter out, actually, and thanks for the information you sent me about various radio stations. He says, "Dear Steve," this comes from a chap called Dave Richards of Millhouse Lane, Morton, Merseyside. And once again, says, "Dear Steve, I was very sorry to hear about the raid by the DTI on Monday the 13th. It was certainly unlucky for us." And he says, "Please find and enclose some information about free radio." And he's giving me some details about that. And if anyone is interested in this, by the way, this is a radio news information sheet, which is called Now Radio. And if anyone is interested, then get a piece of paper and a pen, really, I'll give you some details. It covers all sorts of aspects of radio, pirate radio and free radio, whatever you want to call it, and various bits of information about legal radio also. Right, and I'll give you some details now. It's called Now Radio, and subscription rates are 26 issues, one every fortnight, £24. 13 issues, one every fortnight, £12. And single issues available for £1 each. And you send your subscriptions to Now Radio. That's Free Post Kettering, NN16ONW. And Now Radio also operate a newsline service for the latest radio and related items each weekend from Saturday at 2 p.m. through to Monday at 9 a.m. on 0536 514437. And he says Now Radio's next issue is due quite soon. He says, it's good to hear Andy Davis, Rick Dane and Steve Bishop back on the radio again. And he says, eat your hearts out, Radio City. And he says, we are now in a crazy situation. The government is in full agreement with new stations coming on the air. At the same time, the DTI persist in raiding free radio stations. And I do actually agree with what you say there, Dave. And thank you very much for your letter, and we will get back to you with some form of a reply in the very near future. I'll just go through a few more letters which have been sent to us about the raid, and we have got a very nice letter indeed from Kevin from Eastern. If I can just find it here, I filed it here a few moments ago. I seem to have mislaid it right now, so I'll look for it in a moment's time. I think I'll put it over there. So if you would care to write to Radio Atlantis with your support, we are always looking for support for the radio station in any way whatsoever. And our address is 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey, Merseyside, England. And we're looking for any old record decks you may have. If you're a free radio listener and you can help us out, any old record players, any old tape machines you have, we will pick them up. And especially records, if you have any old records, cassettes, things like that you no longer want, we of course will come and pick them up, and I'm sure they will be very useful to us at Radio Atlantis. A letter now which I would like the DTI to listen to if they're tuned in today, and I'm sure they are. And this one comes from Kevin from Eastern Wirral, Merseyside. It says, dear Steve and Rick, I was sorry to hear that you were raided on Monday afternoon. I was listening to you at the time, and I didn't expect you to be back on the air on Tuesday, but I was listening just in case and found that you were on. So I'm now writing to you because, as they say, our letters are your wages. He also says, it's nice to hear Andy Davis back on the airwaves again, and I hope he stays with you until you find you can't go on anymore, which I hope will never happen. And he goes on to say, I like listening to free radio stations on Sunday mornings and the free radio show. He said, will you please play some Radio Jackie North tapes for me on the station? Well, we played a track from that before, Kevin, so I hope you actually heard that one okay. And he goes on to say, the first station I ever listened to was Radio Jackie North in 1979. He also says, do you know when Staunton Community Radio will be back on the air? Well, as I say, I was talking to Martin C. a few days ago, and he assures me it'll be back in a few weeks' time. Don't have a job, he says, and I listen to radio all day, especially free radio stations. And he says, and I'm disabled, so your station makes me very happy indeed. And he goes on to say that, you know, he's very sad about us being fined, and he would be very glad to give us any money towards the fine. Well, look, Kevin, we couldn't ask for any money from the listeners of the station. We really couldn't accept any money from listeners to Radio Atlantis, but we do actually... I'm very touched by what you say in your letter, and we'll stop reading it there, okay, because it's getting a bit... it's very nice letter indeed, actually, and it's very, very good letter, and we're very pleased to receive it, I can say that very sincerely from myself and also Rick as well. So thanks, Kevin, and everyone else that sent us letters supporting the radio station. I do actually hope that the Department of Trade is still listening today to all the letters of support we're having, and I hope you realise that you did put off a very good service indeed on Monday when you raided Radio Atlantis 936. But again, as I say, we will continue, and myself, Steve Bishop, will vow to keep broadcasting with Rick Dane and Andy Davis and Davo and Radio Atlantis, your continuing voice of free radio in the northwest of England. Some music for you right now, as I'm getting a little bit hoarse reading these letters out, I must admit, and I'm not sure what is queued up here. Let's just have this one. So I can have a breaker. This is Dead or Alive, and You Spin Me Round on 936.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive, and you spin me around like a record. That's rather a good one, that. And I'm sorry I had to play that one on the show this morning. Just give me a bit of a breather. I'm sort of out of breath here. We'll have a bit of a flashback in a moment's time to some of the free radio stations that broadcast in the Merseyside area when it was good for stations to broadcast, when there was hardly any DTI activity whatsoever. I'm talking about now from 1982 through to 1984, and there was hardly any DTI activity whatsoever apart from a few raids here and there. And we'll have a few extracts from the stations that were concerned in that. A letter here right now, which... a quick look through this. It comes from a chap which his name is I think this one's an old letter actually. I'm not sure whether this refers to the raid and the information he's given me. I think it's just a request for the show later. Put that one over there. We have got some other letters, actually. I must thank Brian and Leyland for writing in also this week, Brian. I haven't received your tape of Radio Laser, I'm sorry to say. I must have been mislaid at the mailing address, or maybe it's not been passed on to me at the moment. But I'm very pleased to receive that when I do actually get it, and I'm a very big fan of Laser, so I will be quite happy to receive that. I must mention, by the way, that Peter wrote to Atlantis last week. Your letters were confiscated also by the Department of Trade and Industry, along with your stamped addressed envelopes. That's not an excuse if we don't write back to you. They were actually confiscated by the DTR. I asked could I have them back, and they said no. So that includes Carl, an Earl in Manchester. Carl, if you're listening, maybe you can write to me again, because your letter was confiscated with your SAE, your red SAE, was taken by the Department of Trade and Industry. There will be no comeback, obviously, on the listeners who have written in their addresses that won't obviously be contacted by the DTI, as it's not illegal to contact a land-based radio station, so don't worry about that. A letter here now from John Evans, and he's in Barnton, Northwich, Cheshire. He says, "Dear all, most sorry to hear about the bust. My original intention was to simply write and let you know that at 4:55 on Friday, 10th of July, I received your signal exceptionally well in Llangollen, North Wales." And he says, "I'm afraid I'm old enough to have been around when Caroline started up, and don't particularly enjoy a lot of modern pop, but your music suits me fine," he says. "I'm more interested in land-based stations, as I reckon you guys have a lot of bottle being so accessible to the DTI. As you will probably due for a certain amount of expense in the not-too-distant future, I wonder if you would be able to sell T-shirts to raise the funds, something like the old KFM ones, perhaps. Whatever became of Charlie," he says. "Priced around $4.75 or something." Well, we could do that, actually, but we don't actually have the ability to do that at the moment, but we will be offering some sort of souvenirs that you can actually buy from Atlantis to boost our funds, so when it comes around to paying for the fine, which I saw a brief, a solicitor, a few days ago, myself and Rick Dane did, and we tried to issue a writ against the Department of Trade and Industry for the theft of the records, and that is still in the motions of our particular solicitor. And the outcome of that will be known pretty soon. We were talking to him about the possibility of what might happen to myself when it actually goes to court. And of course, the maximum fine now is £2,000 plus 3 months in jail, or all 3 months in jail. But I don't think that will actually be the case for me. It probably will be a very hefty fine indeed. I think I'm probably looking at something like 500 to a 700 spot. But we are reassured that the DTI are not supposed to take the records, and there will be a writ issued by this radio station against the Department of Trade and Industry in the very near future also. Right, what I'm going to do for you right now is give you some memories of radio stations when it was good for stations to broadcast almost without any problems whatsoever. And a station called Radio Wombat, which broadcast from a house of all places where the DTI could have just simply walked through the door. I have an extract of this station. They got away with about a year and a half without any hassle at all from the authorities. So here is an extract of Radio Wombat and a few other bits and pieces as well on the free radio show.
"I once had this memory of the record. Put it in between records, you know. What's next on that tape, Pete?
I'll have a look over a second.
Hasn't memorised this 97 tape.
Sorry?
It's number one.
I'll
get away with it. Mike Doyle, if you're listening, give us a ring, come on. Very important, isn't it? It's very important for him to give me a ring. He never rings when he says it's important, because Steve asked him to ring on Friday night. It wasn't in the least important, but Steve said it's very important, Doris. And he still didn't ring.
Oh, it isn't important, but it's important.
It is important, because it's about closing down. It's great fun, isn't it? What are we going to do at the weekend? I don't know, what are we going to do? Mike Doyle's got his plans set out.
I'll
be able to listen to a radio station.
That's right.
Good grief.
Well, I've seen Harry now drinking regularly every Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, he's doing a regular drink every night, don't he?
Oh, not that far.
Not every night, just 5 nights a week.
Six
a week, yeah. You can do it 7 nights a week now. You can do it 7 nights a week, yes. You can go to the pub as well. Right, so it's impressive, isn't it? Oh! The time's now 8:36 and 15 seconds. It probably isn't, actually. It's going slow now, this battery's knackered. No, it doesn't actually, because it goes fast, but it's going faster as the battery goes down, something stupid. I think you're wrong. We should check it, I suppose. Doyle, ring, you person, you. Another record on the Wombat music cassette, which is now just a music cassette. Just from disco music, what's it called, Pete?
Music makes you feel like dancing.
Oh, go on, Boogie Pete. Morris, I don't know, do you want a business or something? I'll bring your bike round, we'll go over and see Mike Doyle on the back of a bike.
Come to the end of Tuesday's broadcast from yours truly, Tanya. So until the same time next week,
that's it's happened once before, back into your door.
This is Stephen Bishop on Atlantis.
That is right, and that was an extract there from Radio Wombat, a station that folded in 19... I'm not sure what year it did fold, I think it was 82 or 81, and maybe 81 actually, or 82. And that station folded because of internal fighting, which does actually creep into radio stations quite often. And it usually is the cause of a station closing down, because you get involved so intensely with the running of a radio station, especially if you're giving up your life to do it. And I mean by not actually going out and socialising, just concentrating 24 hours on a radio station, it mixes you up somewhat, and you get very involved in the internal problems, and you become quite possessive and obsessive about the radio station you're involved with. And in the end, when most of people become that way, it causes a lot of infighting and conflict, which usually is the downfall of radio stations. I think that was really what happened at Radio Wombat. I remember the time it closed down. Now, they broadcast quite regularly for about 2 years without any problems whatsoever from the GPO, as it was then, and they got away quite successfully, and they were a very successful station in the Birkenhead area. And I wonder what ever happened to Pete James and also Mike Doyle and Willie Wombat, Grant. If anyone knows, then why not drop me a line to Radio Atlantis, 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'd like to know, I really would. Anyway, another letter here supporting the situation on the radio station. It says, Dear Steve Bishop, and it's from St. Anne's Road, Wigan, Cheshire. It's from a guy called Joe. It says, Dear Steve Bishop, just to say that you have a loyal listener here in Widnes. The programme material is great, reminding me of the days when it used to be no struggle on my tuner to pick up a great sound. That was before the government started changing things. I can provide no technical information except to say that the signal is loud and clear, and I just have to say, it goes on to say, I'm not properly awake yet, he says. When you go back to the 60s and the offshore radio bits, he says, he finds that very interesting. However, he says, you can only listen to the one station at a time, and if Radio Atlantis is playing what you like to hear, it may be taken as a representative of radio generally, if one stays tuned, he says. Keep up the good work. It's nice to receive something that isn't computed by the government occasionally. Well, thank you, Joe. That's Joe from St. Anne's Road, Widnes, Cheshire. I'm getting back to you very soon also with a reply for your letter. Okay. If anyone has any information that I might find useful for the Free Radio Show, then please do drop me a line to Radio Atlantis, the Free Radio Show, 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey, Merseyside, and I would really like to hear from you, really would. Must thank Barry in Blackpool for the weekly reports we're getting now. They are very useful to us, and I do find them very interesting, actually. So please keep them coming, like, you know. Right, some more extracts for you now. Again, we're going to go back in time. We haven't really got much modern stuff at the moment. And this comes from Merseyside Free Radio. Goes back to 1983. This was the final broadcast before it actually folded and disappeared.
Tune to 241 meters, 1242 kilohertz. The time is just approaching 11 o'clock. That's Ice House. And it's now approaching 11 o'clock. And off goes the VHF. I think it's like a monster or anything.
This is an extract of Merseyside Free Radio from 1983, and we had to switch off the FM transmitter at the time because it was causing some interference to the medium wave transmitter.
Do a deal.
Yeah. So that's quickly in the sound of the background. It's us trying to retune the FM link in the studio there. Not sure we're going to get that back on the air with you right here. If you have any information at all, extracts, please write to me at Radio Atlantis, the Free Radio Show, 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey, Merseyside. Now back to this extract from 1983 from Merseyside Free Radio. Right, so from the newsroom, we have a very compressed link, which doesn't sound too loud. So I'll turn it up a bit. That's a bit better. Right, I can hear myself now. Right, back to the media wave and more music. Ooh. Yeah. Now, this is H2O, and I dream to sleep. Not much long left of MFR tonight now. I think, how long more, Andy? The 15 minutes?
Well,
we've had enough, haven't we?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Secrets in your head do not rule your mind. Elsewhere, anywhere, sharing the sunrise. I've never been a solo at people. Of young memories, or am I still too young? I dream to sleep. I dream to sleep. I dream to sleep. I dream to sleep. Tangled emotions, flashing, turn your face away. Silent persuasion, I reshape my future and I'll never be the same again.
H2O, and I dream to sleep.
The going
Right the way through without you interrupting, please.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Yeah. Tonight, supplied it.
We have played the game once more again tonight, I think, in a minute or so.
What Dave Graham is trying to say is Stephen Bishop nicked it.
What I'm trying to say is he's nothing but a pirate. Leave me LP lying around the studio. He can't be bothered taping it off that. He's got to tape it off a tape. Awkward.
Well, yeah.
You just
Yes. You dead. Yeah, we are too tomorrow. Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, anyway, I think we close now. Let's rabble with some more music. And Shack Attack.
Attack.
No, something else actually.
Dark is the night.
This is Dark is the Night. Oh, nice these, aren't they? Radio station, Merseyside Free Radio, and it's a station I enjoyed doing alongside Andy Davis and Nick Catford and all sorts of other people as well quite a few years ago now, and that tape brought back some memories for me. Here's a record I played for Vinny, who mentioned, did they take that good record about Radio Caroline? Well, I don't think they did. I think you mean this one by the One Shots on 936. This is called Goodbye Caroline.
Radio Caroline broadcasting on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment, we'd like to say goodbye. So,
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion, really. I have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboats, hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another.
Yeah, I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
Some Vinny who wrote to me and said, did they take the good record about Radio Caroline? Well, there's the answer. No, they didn't get that one because that was in another studio, so we're quite lucky to still have that one, actually. And the one shot's there on 936 Radio Atlanta. Still a letter here right now. I haven't really got another extract, really. I'm sort of rooting through my bag of extracts here. I've got tons of them, you know, but I can't actually find another one. So we're going to take a lucky dip right now. And what I'm going to do, I have no idea what's going to be on this tape, so I'll put it in the machine and let's have a quick listen to see what's actually on this. So we'll put the other side in, and I've no idea what we're going to find. That sounds like the Green Onions. Letter here says, Dear Rick Dane and Steve Bishop, and it's from Derbyshire, near Chesterfield, and it's from Barbara Road, looks like, and from a chap called Anthony Page. It says, Dear Rick and Stephen, while in Preston on Sunday the 5th of July, I received Radio Atlantis between 10:20 and 10:50. Included was a tape of the American station Q107. The signal was clear, and the frequency was 936 kilohertz. And he goes, yours sincerely, Anthony Page. Thank you for that reception report there, Anthony. Hope you're receiving this today as loud and clear as you did the other time you received this. And no idea why it's taking so long to get your letter. But there you go, just one of those things. And he put the stickers on the envelope here, Radio Monique, Music for All Europe, 936 kilohertz, and Caroline, we're going to stick them on the wall. Another thing, you don't want to know those got any stickers we don't want, any posters of free radio stations, of Caroline, stuff like that. Please send them in to us, because we're decorating the studio wall here. It's a brand new studio, which is pretty safe now from the authorities, so we can put posters on the wall and stuff like that. So if you can send us in pictures and postcards and stuff like that, then we can put on the wall. So anybody out there that's got posters or postcards Well, when you go on a holiday this year, then send us your postcards, all right? To Radio Atlantis 150, Rake Lane, Wallasey, Merseyside, and we can decorate the new studio with them, especially posters, any free posters of Laser, please. I can't afford to buy the poster, it's being sold by Anorax at the moment, but as soon as I've saved me £4 up, I shall buy it. But we hope to have that one very soon in the studio here. Anyway, what has happened to the MV Communicator? That's what I'd like to know. Where is it? Why isn't it on? I don't want to get any information about that. Write me a letter also. There's bits and pieces of Anorax UK's report, but maybe someone's got more information than what is in that. Also, if Tim Jackson is listening to the programme this morning, I've got a list which was passed on to me by Mike from Radio Hexagon, a friend of mine, and on your list of recordings, I'm very interested in some of the recordings you do have, so I'd be much obliged if you could write to me. I've been trying to contact you, but can't seem to find anybody who has your address. I suppose I could write to Anorax UK, but if you're listening, Tim, that's Tim Jackson in Birkenhead, I think it is, and could you drop me a line at Radio Atlantis, and maybe we could do some sort of swap of recordings, and maybe we could have some of your really good recordings on the free radio show, because I looked through your list and you've got some cracking ones there, which I wouldn't mind playing on the programme on a Sunday morning, so maybe we can do something about that. Right, 936, the free radio show. Not long to go now. I think we've got a few more letters to read out between now and the end of the show. And then we go into the proper program for today. Some great records on the show today if you're a fan of alternative music, okay? I've also got about 20 letters to read out this afternoon, so how that's going to be done in 1 hour, I have no idea. If you're considering learning to drive, then why not visit Croxteth Park Driving School? The first lesson is $4.99 for a full hour tuition. Following lessons are £7.50 also for a full hour tuition. We also teach heavy goods class 1 with articulated lorry and trailer. That's Croxteth Park Driving School on Crosby 051-924-4499, Highton 489-0404, and all areas on West Derby 259-3333. Also, Croxteth Park Driving School offer a home pickup service. Next time you need a taxi, ring 480-4800. That's ABC Taxis. They run a 24-hour service, and there's no extra charge after midnight. Advanced bookings are taken, also contract work and holiday travel with reasonable rates. For instance, it only costs you £16 from Liverpool to Manchester Airport. So remember the name and the number. It's ABC Taxis, 480-4800. ABC Taxis, the next time you need a taxi.
Broadcasting across the north of England, you are listening to Radio Atlantis. Alternative music bringing the atmosphere of the 60s and the 70s into your homes today. With Rick Dane, Stephen Bishop and friends keeping the spirit of free radio alive. Please tell us what you think of Atlantis by writing to Radio Atlantis, 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey on Merseyside. Atlantis is your alternative radio station.
That's right, and the free radio show rapidly coming to an end now. Must I say a few bits and pieces? Must thank Dave Ross for his assistance at the radio station over the last few days. Also thank Davo and Andy Davis. Must also mention thanks to Alan Ross for returning my 1431 crystal. So thank you for that also, Alan. Right. I shall go on to say now that this radio show is coming to a close, and a few other bits of information. Network 9, I'm not sure whether they're due on the air today, but if they are, they're on 90.2. And I know they were mentioned in the Anorax UK report last week, but weren't actually received. So they're on VHF on 90.2. Whether they'll be on this weekend, I'm not sure anyway. But they're called Network 9, and they broadcast on 90.2 FM in stereo. So why not tune to them? There's also a new radio station called Radio Horizon on 105, I think it is. I'm not too sure of that. But that is on Tuesday evenings, very late. So why not listen out for that one as well. I have no other bits of information right now. No. And also, Radio Atlantis will be testing this week on VHF. That's right. This week, throughout the week, I can't give you a definite day, but I will listen around Tuesday and Wednesday. Atlantis will be testing on VHF and hopefully in stereo as well. So have a listen this week, okay? Maybe we can get that one going this week. A few test transmissions. That's it from the Free Radio Show this week. I hope you've enjoyed what I've played for you. It's been a bit off thin on the ground, as it always is, really, but I think that's the best way it goes. Whatever that statement means I just made, I don't know myself. That's it. I must say thanks to everybody tuning in this morning to the Free Radio Show. I hope you've found the information useful. And I also hope that you will keep continuing your support for Free Radio, because we need it, and one day we will have Free Radio in this country. I'm pretty sure of that. But we have to be patient, and stations like this must keep campaigning and producing radio stations such as this one. Okay, we're about to go into the proper Steve Bishop show, the music show between now and now and 12 o'clock. I can't see the clock from here. Yes, we got a new studio a few days ago, and things are just getting sorted out right now, so we're starting to get the hang of things at last. So very happy to have Andy Davis on the radio station. I hope you've been enjoying the programs he's been doing over the last couple of days.
Across the north of England, you are listening to Radio Atlantis. Alternative music bringing the atmosphere of the 60s and the 70s into your homes today. With Rick Dane, Stephen Bishop and friends keeping the spirit of free radio alive. Please tell us what you think of Atlantis by writing to Radio Atlantis, 150 Rake Lane, Wallasey on Merseyside. Atlantis is your alternative radio station. This is Stephen Bishop on Atlantis.
Radio Atlantis.
Okay, welcome to the proper Steve Bishop show now. Got all your requests in the next couple of hours, so keep your radio on to me. Stephen Bishop on Atlantis, playing now Judas Priest, Living After Midnight. Good morning, good afternoon, it's nice having your company.
Come on!
was a great track from Judas Priest, Living After Midnight. That's all thing myself and Rick Dane do a lot, I can tell you, to keep Atlantis on the air. Radio Atlantis broadcasting on 936, the continuing voice of free radio. And as said in this show, have all your letters and dedications. It's more like a book show today, I tell you. Hi now to a lady who wrote to me for a request last Wednesday. I'm able to do that, I'm sure you know why now. And that's from Irene McCoy. That's Irene McCoy of the Sefton Estate in Liverpool. She says, "Dear Steve, could you please play a record on your show for my husband, who is in the Hornby Hotel at the moment, and could you please tell him that I miss him loads and I can't wait till he comes home. Please tell him that there's no way he will ever get a Dear John letter because I love him too much. He'll know what I mean," she says. "Could you please play Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd on the day, but we weren't on that day. I'm sorry, Irene. And again, I don't have that particular track you've asked for." She says, "You have made a friend for life if you can do this, and please don't forget to tell him I love him and that the song says it all. I'll dig out a romantic song, which he may like. It's by Bob Dylan, and the track is entitled Emotionally Yours on 936 Radio Atlantis for Irene McCoy and her husband, who's in the Hornby Hotel at the moment, so I don't know your name, so hello to you. And this one's especially from Irene to you on Atlantis 936.